So, the infuriating and alluring case of Mr. Carl Hyde is a song that I wrote when I was at my wit's end, trying to write a song about Hotel Dusk. And I was actually at my wit's end with Hotel Dusk. I just found it extremely aggravating, falling between about five different stalls, trying to be all sorts of things and not being any of them successfully. I think other people have a lot more patience than I do. I don't have much patience when it comes to some things. And Carl Hyde was one of them. I think he was really just one of the most annoying characters in the game ever. There was this sense of chemistry between us. I just can't explain it. That, you know, there, and that often does happen, doesn't it, in real life, is this kind of love-hate thing. And I've definitely experienced that when people drive you crazy, and it is, in all ways, they drive you crazy. And that was the kind of relationship that I developed with Kyle. Yeah, I like to think that the feeling's mutual, actually. And I had a cold, which comes out in the recording, actually. It's, you can tell, my voice sounds quite different. So I was got to that point where it's like, right, just do the first thing that comes into your head. Just sing the first thing that comes into your head. So I wrote the whole song like that, just being silly and not thinking that I would actually use it. I recorded down a really basic version of it. So I sent it to the editor at Game People and just said, like, this is all I can do. I'm having a fever, which was a bit of an exaggeration. So it actually turned out to be one of the cult hits of all the songs that I've written, I think. Some people are obsessed with this song. What was the musical inspiration for the song? I would say the artists that inform this kind of songwriting for me are people like Joanna Newsom and Regina Spektor. The kind of like unexpected, quirky lyricists who, you know, say really profound things one minute and then kind of like crazy, silly, off the wall things. And, you know, it's very endearing in a way because it just makes them really real. I'd also like to say, while I've thought of it, that I now have a cat called Jabba, which is a lyric in this song. You might spot it later. Did you have a particular emotion you wanted to convey in the song? I wanted to convey my frustration, and I also wanted to convey the strong sexual attraction that was going on between me and this sort of 2D screen with moving particles that made the form of a very attractive man. I mean, somehow he, like, I don't know how they did this, but it's like they conveyed his essence, like they conveyed his a really strong masculine presence, because there he was really there, and it was like I was having this relationship with it's ridiculous. That's why we get obsessed with like Second Life and you know, all sorts of other like game stuff that goes on, what people do online, like meeting people in chat rooms, and you get a sense of someone from in a really unusual way. Without further ado, I think I'll play you a little acoustic version of the song. Here I am again with the old nylon string guitar. The reason is that my other guitar is tuned to a funny tuning right now, and so yeah, I'm going to play it on this one, which is a little bit bassy. And obviously, I'm just, you know, not. I'm just going to do this as it comes out, mistakes and all. So I hope you enjoy it.
If I wanted to read a book, I'd read a book with slightly better dialogue and plot. If I wanted to watch a film noir, I'd watch a film noir with slightly better cinematography. If I wanted to play a game, play a game, if you get my meaning. Having said that, I love you, Kyle Hyde, and your come kiss me eyes. life where wishes come true. Everyone thinks you're a cynical bastard, but I know better. You just need a little tenderness and a soft knit sweater. Wrap you up safe from your memories. No more nightmares, darling, not with me. So take yourself a little less seriously. I love you, Kyle High. And your come kiss me eyes. I love. Whatever you do, keep your mouth shut for 5 minutes, Kyle, can't you? If you give me another game over and I have to listen to your jabber one more time, I might have to shoot you like you shot your partner. How could you?
Rebecca Mays Live is a recording for GamePeople.co.uk. Rebecca Mays appears as herself. The editor and producer was Andy Robertson. Each live track, available from GamePeople.co.uk.